Peanut farmers are anxious to get into the field now to see how much the 2016 peanut crop will yield, but the market has slowed down. U.S. shellers are comfortably sold the new crop through October, and both farmers and shellers are taking a wait-and-see attitude, with spotty rains occurring in the southeast during the past few weeks. One broker said, "We will again produce a USA crop of over 3 million farmer stock tons, but with the high heat of July and the limited rainfall, our crop is showing signs of stress." He said irrigated acres are in good shape, but the next 3 or 4 weeks are critical, and we need, of course, more rainfall. Crop prices have moved from the low 40s up to the low 50s on a per-pound basis worldwide. The price of EU quality material has increased, and the differential is wide because of the aflatoxin requirement of peanuts going into the EU. Today, the differential is almost 8 cents a pound. The EU material for new crop for the USA is totally unavailable and very high priced. After harvest, when shellers know better what is available, the broker said, "I expect more offers, but with Argentina availability limited, I don't expect a possible downside on crop prices in the near future." I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.